Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 19th day of November 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours, and we've got a special guest joining us, and then we're going to have wide open phones. Ed Asner will be on tomorrow's transmission. Then, of course, we are scheduled to have Ron Paul from his home in Texas joining us as well, coming up on Wednesday. So many guests, it's hard to keep track of it all. Big broadcast, very important transmission lined up for you today. We're going to have open phones as well at 1-800-259-9231 on any news issue or item you would like to discuss. Kellyanne Davis is an autism activist. Her child was damaged by the mercury-filled chemical weapon. And she went down to cover what was happening in a Maryland suburb of D.C. Remember, last Thursday we had the state attorney on who'd been on the news, and the newscast had been saying that you had to take the shots or you'd be arrested, 10 days in jail for the immunizations. And we put a report out on that Thursday. It went supernova, another on Friday. Huge out there on the web, thanks to you getting the word out. And we're starting to win this fight as people get outraged and learn there is no law. But the people showed up, and multiple witnesses have reported, and the AP has reported, that they were not giving people waivers or telling them about waivers, and that hundreds and hundreds of people did show up and were coerced via color of law into taking the shots. This is a big issue because it feeds into everything else the government's doing, the dishonesty, the color of law, the coercion, and there's so many other big issues where they're doing this as well. And I really enjoyed reading the very intelligent comments that were in our message board at the PrisonPlanet.com message board and also on the Dig comments off of these stories. Parents kept in dark about vaccine waiver was done by Paul Watson. Religious and personal objection forms not included in information pack. Police followed advocacy reporters to bathroom. Kids herded in line to take shots with no regard to medical or vaccine history. Many parents were there saying they've had all these shots. The school has already given it to them, and they've lost the records. By the way, that's what the military does. That's been in the news many times, but I've been told countless times by people in the military, going back to Korean War, Vietnam, Gulf War One or Two, that they would just give them shots after shots after shots, and they'd get shots, and they'd land in South Korea, and they'd say, I just got all these. And they'd say, well, the records aren't here yet. We're giving you more shots. And they'd give them more shots, and they'd vomit and flop around on the ground for a couple days, or people would die. It's just, there's just no ending to this. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today for you. Also, it really outraged people last Wednesday when Glenn Beck said that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, that the military should be used against the American people, anti-war groups, libertarians, Lou Rockwell. He's listed me by name on the radio as, quote, very, very dangerous. I'm sorry that we cover all the declassified mainstream news reports where criminals in our government have staged terror attacks in the past. I'm sorry we're reporting on the fact that the Pentagon's engaging in domestic propaganda against the American people. I'm sorry we're educating people about the public statements by chieftains of the New World Order. But as they say, the jig is up, and we're not going to play along with this anymore. We're done. We are fed up. And Glenn Beck, O'Reilly, countless other neocon frontmen, government frontmen, and they're clearly, admittedly, going off government talking points. You admit that you've got 11% approval now. You've got 11% approval. The people know who you are. They know what you've done. And you're only making your audience shrink that much faster. So we're going to cover this and a lot more today and take your phone calls. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to get into forced inoculation in this country. They herded, according to the AP, more than 1,000 school children in a major suburb of D.C. in Maryland into a courthouse, and they believe they were being forced to be inoculated. They were pleading, begging, saying, no, we've already had these shots. We don't want them. Please don't send us to jail. And the news even reported this fact. Meanwhile, we have interviewed the state attorney saying, oh, no, we give them all waivers. They don't have to come. But then they have all the newscasts saying, you have to come take it. It's the law, but there is no law. So this isn't just about the precedent being set for forced inoculations in this country when there is no law. It's a wider issue of how the government across the board engages in these types of mass crimes because of an ignorant public. Then I want to spend a large portion of the broadcast today with a special report that Steve Watson wrote Friday that hasn't gotten the attention it needs for InfoWars.net. He wrote it for InfoWars.net and has not gotten the attention it needs because I got on the phone with him and Paul and I said, listen, I listed about 20 things where they admit they're setting up for martial law the last couple years, how that integrates in with Glenn Beck, coming out with O'Reilly and others saying, arrest Ron Paul supporters, use the military against them, they're aiding terrorists, they're in bed with the Islamofascist Al-Qaeda, the Founding Fathers are bad. And I said, put your thinking cap on. I know that I can't even grasp how many admissions and instances and in places where they're conditioning the public for this to actually happen. And he did it. He outdid anything I've seen before or since because he found dozens and dozens of things I had totally forgotten about. It is 13 pages of small typeset, tightly compacted paragraphs, and a bunch of this I'd forgotten about or had covered years ago or had covered in the last few months or hadn't covered. It is a nightmare. But if we show people this information and we can get people to read this 13-page report of incredible research and really the sum of knowledge that I've learned, that Steve has learned, Steve's got a master's, by the way, in political science, that Paul Watson has learned, that so many other scholars have discovered. You read this, it is crystal clear that I would imagine this mirrors actual RAND Corporation. We've seen some of their previous ones. Own documents and own battle plans and own blueprints. This will probably end up being used internally as some type of textbook material for them. It's much better than even what they can put together because most of the government's compartmentalized. This is so powerful, this could even be used by the enemy for higher-ups to fully even understand their own matrix control grid that they have built. That's how powerful this report is, turning the police state apparatus against the sinners. And I don't think this headline even does justice to what Steve has put together. But I am going to spend at least the last 45 minutes, so we'll have open phones in the first hour and the second hour. I'm going to spend at least the last 45 minutes of the broadcast today to do my darndest, my dead level best, to read all this slowly, calmly, on air. But, of course, listeners, you're welcome to talk about the admitted talking points of the White House and State Department, admitted Homeland Security meetings in the last 2 weeks in Congress, admitted bills sailing through now on the verge of passing the Senate to literally restrict free speech in the U.S. and literally, when we heard they were going to set this up a month and a half ago, the domestic terrorism prevention system, we said, watch, it'll be 9/11 truth, it'll be libertarians, it'll be anti-war people. And they had the hearing a week and a half ago, and that was what it was. Because we already had all the pre-documents and pre-plans and pre-training. I mean, we've got the FEMA training videos going back 8 years ago, right through to today. We have all the training manuals, the law enforcement flyers, the law enforcement publications, the police then carrying out the operations from their own squad car videos, going through the training, arresting people for pocket constitutions. I mean, I have the term I overuse that you can't make this stuff up. This is so insane and so ridiculous on the surface. Police have sworn an oath to this, but they'll arrest you, many of them who've had this training for having it. And I have what Law Enforcement Magazine out of, this was in 2000, out of Dallas. It's published out of Dallas. I think it was called Law Enforcement Technology. I'm going from memory. But it said, officers, if you see someone where they get us out of the UN sticker on their car, pull them over, go ahead and arrest them. Chances are they're terrorists. It actually says this. And it said, police chiefs, don't get mad at your officers for bringing these people in. Just go ahead and arrest them and do whatever you can to put them in jail. I mean, how do they have major magazines that say that? And I know there's police out there listening who've read this stuff and seen this stuff, and we've written articles about it, but I mean, even if you disagree with us about abolishing the United Nations or getting us out of the UN, it's our right to say it. It's our right to do it. It's our right to have it on our car. I mean, this is America. So we'll be going over that in great detail because he's put it all together in one spot. I mean, I'm asking you to go to prisonplanet.com. It's the easiest place to find it on the right-hand side, news and focus, top story, right-hand side column, police state turns against the sinners. And I would call this complete program to incrementally set up martial law in the U.S., or the public program to convert the U.S. from a free republic to an absolute despotism. I mean, again, just go read it. Go link through. Go watch the clips, the documents. This is 12 years of my research and many other people's research. And it's all in their own words. Do you understand? This is not debatable. Now, I had the... Let's shift gears into the vaccine story before I get into R. Ron Paul supporters, constitutional terrorists, and the rest of it. I had the lawyer, the state attorney on, who's been a federal prosecutor as well, and he admitted that his children don't take the hepatitis B shot because that's their right. And then he went on to say, oh, no, we tell them about the waiver, but on none of these newscasts, on MSNBC or Fox, do they do that. They say, you have got to come in, you've got to take the shot, it's the law, you'll be arrested. And I've got articles out of Texas again where they're saying it's the law, you've got to take the HPV shot, and articles out of England where they're saying it's the law. England's the same deal. There is no law. They kick you out for truancy, and then they arrest you for that. And last night on the Sunday show, I re-aired that clip of State Attorney Glenn Ivey. I may even do that later. But the story here is that I talked off-air to one witness who was there, and I talked to another witness who was there and also covered on local news. And then the AP even admitted that they were not given waivers. They were lined up. They begged and pleaded and said they didn't want it, and they thought they were being forcibly inoculated. So this was done purely through color of law, pure coercion, just absolute abuse. Parents kept in dark about vaccine waiver, religious and personal objection forms not included in information pack. Police followed advocacy reporters to bathroom. Kids herded in line to take shots with no regard to medical or vaccine history. Parents of children in Prince George County, Maryland, were kept in the dark about their right to opt out of vaccines as over 1,000 kids were herded into the courthouse to be injected, while authorities kept a close watch on advocacy groups and reporters who tried to inform parents that there was no law to mandate the shots. Parents were threatened with fines and jail time last week if they failed to have their children immunized after schools kicked out kids for not taking the hepatitis B vaccine that, by the way, is for sexually transmitted vector and is very dangerous, and that's even admitted. They don't debate that hepatitis B is bad news. According to observers who were able to gain access to the courthouse, children with a history of medical issues were not properly screened. If you've got heart valve problems or infections, there's hundreds of reasons not to take it, but they don't care. Screened as parents were simply told to get in line and have their kids take the shots. And this has the look of a federal program to it, I'll just say that. Many of those in line said their children were properly immunized. See, they're even submitting to it. But the school system had misplaced the records. They said efforts to get the paperwork straightened out beforehand had been futile, reported the Associated Press. See, there you go. In the following video, Kellyanne Davis, a member of Safe Minds, a national autism advocacy organization, whose son Miles was diagnosed with autism in 2002 as a result of mercury poisoning from vaccines, relates how she was also followed by police with dogs, and there's photos of that, to the bathroom after being told she was not one of them. She also explains how the information pack sounded out to parents before they lined up to have their kids take the shots failed to include waiver forms being given parents the right to opt out due to personal, religious, or medical exemptions. And she exposed that, and they said, okay, we're going to add it in there, but never did. State Attorney Glenn Ivey, who admitted during a radio interview last week that no law mandates the shots and also that he had chosen not to give his children the vaccines, confirmed that the exemption forms were available from the back of the room, but that was separated by a gate. However, when asked if they were aware of the right to opt out, parents were miffed. News reports failed to cite any cases where parents had opted out as a result of signing waiver forms. This is what they're doing, not just with these vaccines and their biochemical weapon program against us, and that's what it is, declassified U.S. government documents. This is about everything else. This is how they operate.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Ken, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
By the way, we just minutes ago got the results of a Zogby poll we commissioned last week that they held on Friday, and Ron Paul won. Ron Paul won. We asked three different questions, and Ron Paul won. And so I'm going to be getting the poll to Paul Watson. We commissioned Zogby. We asked the questions fairly compared to what other media outlets and campaigns have been doing, trying to spin it, push polls, you name it. I'm going to read the whole poll on air, and we're going to post the poll. and the actual questions so you can see for yourself, so you can discover for yourself just exactly what we did. And Ron Paul won a nationwide poll, telephone poll of thousands of people, and that's on the old landline system. I think I'm going to now with another polling agency, though I don't want to blow all the money I've got in our business account, but it's important for the campaign to have an internet scientific poll done that they do with scientifically with internet respondents. So that's another big report. By the first and third hour today, I will have the details of that for you. We just came in during the last break. And Aaron, as soon as you get a chance, my friend, I was just reading them during the break. Give me the exact results of that so I can have them in front of me. Who knows? I might even get into the results a little bit earlier. But there'll be reports out in the next few hours at PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us on this subject. And unlike what the other media companies and people do when they're spinning, is they'll just take little snippets of the poll and publish those to skew it, and they'll just say, well, when people saw Ron Paul stacked against Giuliani or Mitt Romney, he doesn't even show up in the numbers, and they don't tell you it's some 20-question poll that by the time they get to Ron Paul, everybody hangs up. You know, it's little tactics that they have, and you can basically buy the poll, you know, any way you want it to, you know, to be constructed, and they basically know the results, and I just said no. Zobby wasn't offering that. The point is that it's been all over the press, you know, how these polls are conducted with a bunch of different agencies. I just said, no, I want it done as fairly as possible. Here are my questions. And they said, wow, nobody ever gives us questions that we don't have to change to, quote, make them fair. You know, this is a really fair, straight-up poll. And I said, yeah, it is. Now, let's see who wins. Well, guess who won? Ron Paul. I knew that would happen. I just knew it. I had to blow $4,500, though, but who cares? Who cares? That's why your purchase of my documentary films like Endgame or Loose Change Final Cut from InfoWars.com are so important. Because you know what we do with that money? We conduct polls. We have, we're having a Ron Paul video one-minute ad contest. The total will be $2,600 in prizes. There's a radio for $500, so I guess $3,100 total prizes. That's at truthnews.us, the truthnews.us Ron Paul TV and radio ad contest. First prize gets $2,000. This will be announced December 5th. Second place gets $500. Third place gets $100. And there'll be one prize to the first place winner, one winner only in the radio ad for $500. And details of the contest at truthnews.us, and please help get that out. And what will happen? Hundreds of TV ads will get made. They'll be all over YouTube and Google. Millions of people will see them. And then the winners will win. So who wins the country in Ron Paul? And so it's pretty simple why we did that. And it's the same thing with this poll. And I promise to publish it. You know, I told Zogby Friday, I said, now you'll publish this, right? Well, if you give us permission, we will. And then I was just talking to him. They go, well, maybe there's a commission for putting a press release out. No, Zogby, I know, I've read how it works. You publish the poll results if the people want them published. Now, we have them and are allowed to publish them ourselves, and we will be, but I guess we have to play by different rules since Ron Paul won. This isn't something I guess people want to herald. And so we will be sure and publish that out there, but I don't know. The head of Zogby was saying Ron Paul showing 15 points, 15%, or second place right now in New Hampshire and could win. So we'll integrate that into the story as well. But I can't control myself. I think I have to cover this Ron Paul thing right now. But I've got a guest coming on about vaccines. Bottom line, very important broadcast today. This is big news, Ron Paul. And I just looked at it for 2 minutes during the break. Right now I'm going to run out there literally salivating on the papers to make sure. But I saw that number, 35% Ron Paul. And he won.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
I've now had time to look at the poll in more detail. Ron Paul won some of the questions even bigger than I thought. And this was a poll going directly at Republicans. He polls even higher in Democrats, which is why he's key to go against Hillary Clinton. So there's a lot of angles to this. There'll probably be 2 or 3 stories today by Paul Watson, by Kurt Nema, by Steve Watson, by Aaron Dykes. Because this is a... I wanted to have a really simple short poll, and they told me this is one of their shorter polls. It was like 3 pages of questions, you know, quote, 3 questions, but each question was a page long. And I even let them leave things in there that, frankly, were leaning towards Romney. They just kept insisting that Romney's got some pull. And we had a debate back and forth on that. I just said, you know, they didn't change a lot. But, well, again, here's the problem. I got in this morning. I've been getting ready for the show. Zogby said we could get it as early as Friday night, as late as Monday evening. We got it about 25 minutes ago. I watched Aaron get real excited looking at his computer screen from Zogby. Aaron, just come on in here real fast. I've got him in there brainstorming, reading over all this. Just run in here real fast for me, Bubba. I want people to hear this whole discussion. Aaron, I wanted to not get you on air, but I want people just to hear this discussion. I want you to call. Remember, Friday, Zogby told us that if we gave them authorization, they would post it on their website. And then now they're saying, well, they're not sure. What are they saying?
They're checking right now. One guy didn't know for sure.
Okay, so you're just talking to some lowly person. I mean, you know, one of the lower level people.
He's a writer who got the results of the poll, and then they have other people who have the policies, I guess.
Okay, yeah, but they told us over the telephone, and I read their policies, and I know how Zogby works. If you want it posted on their site, they do that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, tell them that that was represented to us, because the neocons, when we put this out, are going to say it doesn't even exist. Mm. You know, they say the moon's made of cheese and that the Easter Bunny's real, but we don't exist. Man, reading over this, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Call Watson, though, in case he's not listening, and let him know to immediately tune in to my analysis coming up in the next hour on this, because how many pages total did you get from them?
What?
Looks like 30 pages. Let me.
It's the total tabular data. I got to simplify the results in the next day.
There's a street sweeper out of the studio door open. my goodness. You're saying what? What about the data?
We're looking at tabular data. They're going to simplify it the way that they publish the results in the next day or so.
Okay. But we can put this out now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Get them on the horn and find out how long until I get the crunch data.
Okay.
And, oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I'm babbling on air, ladies and gentlemen, because we're in the middle of the war room here. Thank you, Aaron. Let me go ahead and just play some clips of these newscasts getting back into the vaccines while I deal with these results of the Zogby poll. I'll tell you this. We asked three different questions, and Ron Paul won two of them, and he lost one of them. So Ron Paul wins big. And, again, we did this to, quote, make it fair. I have to tell you, it really leaned towards the other candidates because I wanted to really be able to say and have everybody read the questions, which we're going to publish with it. And I wanted people to be able to witness this for themselves. And I wanted people to be able to understand all of this. All right, let's go ahead first before I get back into this vaccine situation and play a piece of the Fox 5 piece, then we'll play this MSNBC piece, a piece of it, just to give you the idea of what they're putting out to the public. Here it is.
First at 5 tonight, 800 local families forced to come to court for something they have not given their children. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Yancey.
And I'm Laura Evans. More than 2,000 Prince George's County students have not gotten their state-mandated shots. Tonight, an ultimatum to some of those parents: come to court, get the shots, or else. Fox 5's Sherry Lee Lyman in Forestville to explain this one. Sherry?
Laura, some students here in Prince George's County Schools have missed up to a month and a half of school because they have not gotten their vaccinations for chickenpox and hepatitis B. Now the school system says it's time to get tough and take those parents to court.
Free clinics, free shots, door-to-door visits, and countless letters. Still, more than 2,300 Prince George's County students don't have their required immunizations.
We need those students immunized. We need them in schools. We need them.
Stop the tape for a minute. So the message is they did everything they could. They were so reasonable. The government's so reasonable. They just want to keep the kids safe. And these bad kids have broken the law. They've got to have their shots. And we just need them to have their shots. And not, hey, there's no law. We shouldn't have expelled them from school. We violated their rights. We're screwing up their, quote, education, if you can call a government training camp, brainwashing center, re-education camp that. And we're getting tough now, and you can do it the easy way or the hard way. And then at the very end they mention, oh, by the way, there's a waiver procedure that's kind of like Lewis and Clark crossing the West. It's very hard, but, you know, if you can jump through 1,000 flaming hoops, we might let you not take it. And they didn't even used to do this a few years ago until we started screaming bloody murder about it, the fact that there was no law. Now they have to add that little caveat in their deception. So back to it.
Immunized. We need them in schools. We need them safe.
This Saturday, more than 1,600 students and their parents have been ordered to appear in circuit court for the children to be immunized. Health workers will be on hand to give the shots immediately.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way, but it's going to have to get done.
The problem is a new law that took effect last year, requiring students in the 5th through 10th grades to also have the chickenpox and hepatitis B
vaccine. Okay, let's stop right there. See, there's the spin. The problem is a new law that also requires them to have these additional vaccinations. the chicken pox and the hepatitis B. No, it's not a new law. It's the state, and as all the states are doing, adding, in some cases, 10 new vaccines a year. We've gone from 30 to 40-something, now some states 50-something shots. On average, it's about 10 a year that they're adding. My goodness, in 10 years, it'll be in the hundreds. And don't think they won't stop. And now they're talking about how we're trying to get around it, so they want to put it in our food, bioengineered food for our own good. You know, the Africans are refusing to take their shots, so they're going to put it in the potatoes and in the other foods, to, you know, because they know best. So see, there's the spin, holding out with color of law with deception that, oh, there's a new law, that's why you got to take it. There's no new law. We have the state attorney on who's in this newscast. You just heard him. About doing this the hard way or the easy way. And then he doesn't even vaccinate his own children. Back to it.
Parents who don't show up in court and who don't comply could end up fined or in jail.
I mean, I don't think it should have came to that in the first place. You know as a parent that your kids need their shots.
Those that are immunized and those that aren't could pass on some diseases.
Now, it may seem unusual for children to be immunized by court order, but the Supreme Court has actually ruled on this very issue more than 100 years ago with smallpox.
Okay, let's stop right there. Again, this court order isn't about how they have to be inoculated. This is a court order for truancy, as you heard the state attorney who called them in on this. Do you see the spin? It's not unusual to have children forcibly injected. It's an old law. They just keep repeating the lie over and over again. Back to it.
The school system says they do make exemptions for religious purposes or other medical reasons, but you have to apply for that exemption. Now, if parents do not show up in court, they could face a $50 fine and up to 10 days in jail. We're live in Forestville. Sherry Lee, Fox 5 News.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is how the deception works. Now, here is the MSNBC piece.
Well, get your shot or you're out of luck. That is the message one suburban Maryland county is sending to parents who have failed to get their children vaccinated for hepatitis B as well as chickenpox. More than 2,000 school-aged children have not received mandatory vaccines, and now the county is going to fine their parents, even threatening jail time, if they don't comply. Barbara Lowe Fisher, co-founded the National Vaccine Information Center, and Dr. Donald Schell is a health officer for Prince George's County, Maryland. Thank you both for being with us. So, Dr. Schell, I'm curious, have you seen a problem like this in your county before, or is this year just so much worse in terms of compliance that these measures were necessary?
Well, I believe the measures are necessary because of new vaccination requirements from the state of Maryland. Since 2002, the addition of the chickenpox and varicella vaccinations required students to have additional vaccines that weren't necessary before.
Barbara, is there a reason why these vaccines shouldn't be allowed to be optional?
Well, I think threatening parents with jail time for not getting a child a chickenpox shot is really overreaching. And I think whenever the state uses fear and intimidation to threaten parents and force them to do what they want them to do, parents then distrust and fear public health officials. These vaccines for hepatitis B and chickenpox are very different from the diseases we use the vaccine for. I mean, chickenpox is not smallpox. Hepatitis B is not polio. So these new vaccines that we're now adding to the mandatory list fall into a very different category.
Yeah, Dr. Schell, how do you respond to that? Because I'm sure you've heard the very same thing from some parents who are probably pretty upset about this threat.
Yeah, we do. We do. We know from a public health perspective that approximately 40 children a year would die before the vaccinations were mandatory for chickenpox.
All right, let's stop right there. Can you imagine how many people die from the vaccines? I mean, they have a multi-billion-dollar federal fund admitting thousands die a year from the shots. I mean, it's more than 20 people died from the HPV shot now. Within weeks, it was 4 earlier this year. And then they have horrible autoimmune responses, and literally it's like Ebola or something. They just bleed out. And just listen how they keep saying it's the law, it's the law, it's the law. And even the lady they have on there, quote, from the other side, who's saying this is all bad, isn't saying there's no law. She's just saying, oh, it's terrible, they're forcing them. And see, so all over TV, CNN, MSNBC, everywhere, this was all over the news this weekend, they are sending out the message that vaccines are the law. I forgot to tell you to get this, John, but if you go to prisonplanet.com and you go to the News in Focus section, it says attorney, no law, mandates, vaccines, and you scroll down, there's a clip there that says State Attorney Glenn Ivey. Click here to listen to the interview. It's about halfway down, John. A minute in is when I introduce him. I want to play that coming up before this hour ends. For people that just tuned in, I want you to hear him say there's no law for these vaccines, and that he triggered truancy enforcement, which the school itself triggered by kicking him out for not taking the shots. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable. This is like they have schools around the country expel you, and some have criminal charges. That's been in the news. If you play tag or dodgeball, or if you run at recess, it's called aggressive or violent. Or if you have a Tylenol that mommy sent with you to school because you have a headache for allergies or whatever, you can pull all these up, hundreds of cases we know of. That'd be like if they expelled you for a week for that and then charged you with truancy. State law says you can't do that. At least I know that in Texas, because we've dealt with these cases and covered them years ago with the ASAP, Absent Student Assistance Program, here in Austin. And that's where you would be not at school for 3 hours, and they would send the constables to your house demanding and sometimes busting in the house and then charging you with truancy when state law said 14 unexcused truancies in a semester. So it wasn't even state law. We went down to the county and said, state law says this. Why are you showing up at people's houses when the kid's sick and the parents forgot to call? And then charging them with truancy for one absence. State law says 14. I've dealt with this. I've learned there are thousands of people in every major state in jail who didn't even break a law. But the juries are so dumb, and most people just plea bargain, they send you to jail all day for not even violating crimes. I'm not going to play any more of it. We've got Kellyanne Davis. And she's an autism activist. Her son was damaged by this stuff in 2002. She talked to the AP. The AP confirmed that people were not told that they didn't have to take the shots and that they were not told that, they told the parents, we don't care if you claim we've messed up the shot records and you even had it. We're lining you up again despite your medical background or anything else. And they thought they were there being forced. Kelly was there and even videotaped some of this. Some of the videos are up on prisonplanet.com. Kelly, I had you on yesterday, but I appreciate you coming on now. If you could just as simply as possible give people a synopsis of what you witnessed at the courthouse there in Maryland in this major county of 850,000 people and Mr. Ivey being there, and break down everything you witnessed and this incredible science fiction style color of law, criminal coercion.
Hi, Alex. How are you? Listen, first off, right off the bat, I just want to say, make it very clear that I'm just speaking on behalf of myself and my son. So I'm a voice of two right now, but I would be more than happy to tell you what happened on Saturday. Pretty basically, I went down there on Saturday. Before that, a couple of days before that, of course, the story was breaking. And my son has autism, and our community is pretty cohesive. We send out emails to each other. So we knew what was going on. So I tried to contact his office, left messages, and then when I did get in touch with his office, trying to get more information, I was told they would not even tell me what time the hearing would start. They hung up on me numerous times. I kept calling back saying, what time does the hearing start? And they hang up on me. So I said, okay, fine, I'm going to go to the autism community. So I sent out an alert to one of my friends who sent it out to other people, and of course, just kind of snowballed from there. I'm sure they probably got hundreds of calls, emails, not just from our community, but there's a lot of people who are concerned about this whole situation. The, as you well know, the, American Physicians and Surgeons, a group of doctors.
Yeah, second largest surgeons medical worker organization in the country.
Awesome. Yes. It wasn't just our community. There are a lot of different communities that are very upset about this. So, needless to say, after a lot of phone calls, after your radio interview with the state attorney, I happened to be listening to it on a link someone had sent me. I would just finished it, and lo and behold, 5 minutes later, he calls me on my cell phone. And so we talked for a little bit. And he pretty much told me that he was agnostic concerning the shots, that he just pretty much wanted parents to either fish or cut bait, and so either, you know, fill out the paperwork or do the exemption, and that's pretty much, you know, the schools wanted their paperwork. So we he gave me his cell number to contact him on Saturday.
And this is the big news. When you got there, that wasn't the case. See, this is very snake-like.
Well, that's what's interesting. What's interesting, and I really believe if we'd come in the right way, we would have never gotten in that building, because I heard later that they were checking driver's licenses to make sure that you were a resident of Maryland. And see, I'm not. I live in D.C., which is just, you know, outside of Maryland where this is all happening. So we came in a completely different entrance. I mean, it was like nobody was around. So we
now, stay there when we get back. Kelly Ann Davis, we're going to talk about this, and we've had other witnesses that I've talked to who have confirmed your story, plus it's in the Associated Press, and you were also interviewed there by CNN. This is big news, ladies and gentlemen, because it goes to the heart of the government engaging in mass deception. These people thought it was the law.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river heard, and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of beating on the drum. They stepped so high, and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields, didn't say a thing. We fired our guns, and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more, and they began to run.
Kellyanne Davis, eyewitness.
To the Gulf of Mexico.
And what she's reported to us has been confirmed by others, and the mainstream news even admits it. Like cattle herded in there, believing they were being forcibly inoculated so they, quote, wouldn't go to jail, begging them, saying, hey, we even have our shot records. We even submitted to you. They thought it was a law. The newscast all repeating it was a law over and over again. Coming up, we're going to play Glenn Ivey, the state attorney, saying there isn't a law. So you talked to Ivey on the phone, as many others did, and he said, oh, no, he said on this show, we're going to let them know that there is a waiver and they don't have to, hey, fish or cut bait, you know, just do something, do the waiver or don't do it, you know, or get the shots. But that's not the case. You were there, Mrs. Davis. Please continue.
Okay, so we went through this back doorway, no one in the hallways. We didn't even know where to go because it was that. There was just nobody around. So we saw somebody in the hallway, like one of the people who worked at the courthouse said, where is this, you know, where everybody's supposed to be going? They said, oh, that way. So we went down. There were these huge double doors. I mean, we didn't even hear anything at this point. So we're like, where is everybody? So we opened these doors, and then we're in this room where there's like several hundred people. I mean, people didn't even notice us because there were so many people in this room. We're like, whoa, we came in the wrong door. So we were inside, so we started scoping out what was going on. And so we asked an official there, and she just thought I was a parent, you know, with one of the kids there. And so I asked her what was going on, and she told me the people were coming in, then they would get these packets that were already paper clipped together, they would take the packet, they'd go down the hallway, a nurse would help fill them, you know, help them fill it out, then they would get back in a line, and then they would be taken to get their shots. So I said, okay, thank you. And we hadn't even gone into the main area where everybody was, and the gentleman who was with me, a good friend of mine, Jim, he saw a little wooden table outside where everybody else was. It was like in the back of the room, and he says, oh, here's the exemption form. And it was just sitting in a little pile on this table.
But separately, because you said the court was like divided up, as courts often are, and often
it was like... Well, Alex, it was like the main lobby room, and if you can just imagine, it was like in a rectangular shape. So just like if you're looking at coming in and it's your 12 o'clock position, just think of it like an open rectangle. So it's like on the left side, and then at the back, and then on the right side, there's like tables. But behind that, at the 12 o'clock position, behind that, nobody was going in that area because they were all kind of contained within this rectangle. Behind that is where we came in over from the right on the 1 o'clock position, and we walked in the back. And there was a little wooden table, and there was a little stack of forms, and Jim had pulled the one and said, this is the form. Now, here's the important part. The form is the exact same one that we made copies of because we had known that, you know, that we didn't think that they were going to tell them about.
And this is the key. You went and got the actual, because you were on yesterday.
I have it in my hand. It's like a different, like, texture, thickness. We have the exact same, we make copies of the exact same form. So, obviously, I know what it looks like.
Okay, the point is, though, you went, the key,
right?
The key
right.
Here is that you then went and got the packet they were giving the people, and it didn't have it in it.
Put my glasses on, and I carefully looked through it because I already knew what it looked like. And I looked through and made sure on the bottom, because that's usually where they place it, looked through all the forms. One of the forms was like the manufacturer.
Tell them what you saw.
One of the forms, I'm trying to remember, but one of the forms was like that had the manufacturer's lot. One of the forms had the place for the immunizations, but it didn't have the bottom part that has the exemption part on it, okay? I know what that form looks like because we made 100.
I understand.
Of them.
Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Let's just get the basic facts out. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.